Father, we thank you this day. We exhort you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Lord, we honor you. We bless your name, O God. We declare your majesty. Lord, we say that you, the Lord, you are God. Lord, we bless you. You are God, and you are God all by yourself. Thank you, Father. Lord, we return all glory unto you. Father, we lay our crown and we worship you. We thank you, Lord, for you are God, you are good, you are merciful, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We return all glory unto you. It is unto you, Lord, we return all the glory, all testimonies. We return unto you, Lord. No man on earth is capable of receiving your glory, but all the glory will return unto you, our God. We bless your name. We honor you this day, O Lord, we worship you. And Father, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that we will enjoy your goodness in this day. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 16th of July, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon you. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forevermore. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare I move from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, I speak divine connection into my day. In the name of Jesus, I receive clarity over my day. In the name of Jesus, I reject the fear of unknown. I embrace the wisdom of God in my decision making today. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am the head and not the tail. In the name of Jesus, today I stand on your word. I call forth hidden riches in secret places. You are released unto me. In the name of Jesus, I release my destiny from every form of delay. In the name of Jesus, I declare I am not delayed. I am not held down today. In the name of Jesus, oh, I stand on the word of the Lord. I break the cycle of confusion in my family line. In the name of Jesus, I resist every temptation to settle for less. For the mind of the Lord for me is to grow big, to grow large. I declare in the name of Jesus, I resist the temptation to settle for less. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my roots go deeper in the word of the Lord and I bear fruit upward in him. In the name of Jesus, today I walk in the divine counsel of the Lord for my life. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare that I am more than what I have been through. I am more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus, today I embrace supernatural favor in hard places, in difficult places. The favor of the Lord works for me. In the name of Jesus, the favor of the Lord Most High pave way for me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I cast down every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ in my life. I cast you down in the name of Jesus. I declare I am above the storm of life. I am above the storms in this day. In the name of Jesus, today I press into divine instruction for my next season, for my next level, for my next goodness. I press into divine instruction in the name of Jesus. Oh, I embrace divine favor today. I embrace divine surprise in the name of Jesus. Today, I call forth angelic activity on my behalf. In the name of Jesus, oh, for he has said in his word that he will give his angels charge over me. I embrace angelic activity on my behalf today. In the name of Jesus, I reject sickness. I reject pains in my body. I cancel the language of infirmity, the language of sickness over me. For he was bruised for my transgression. He was wounded for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and by his stripes I am made whole. I reject sickness. I reject pains in my body. I reject infirmity. I reject diseases. In the name of Jesus, I command everything that is not planted by God in my body, you are rooted out in the name of Jesus. As I go out today, I embrace divine speed in all that I do. In the name of Jesus, the Lord grant me speed and accuracy. In the name of Jesus, I stand before the Lord. His word says that the Lord anoints my head with oil and my cup runs over. I am anointed today. I receive fresh anointing. I receive fresh unction from the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace over my household. I speak peace into my day. In the name of Jesus, this day I declare unto you, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare I walk in new level of grace and favor today. In the name of Jesus, I walk in the experience of new grace, new favor, new goodness, new mercy today. In the name of Jesus, I reject false prophecy over my day. I reject false dream over my day. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Today, as I go out, I rise above the trap of the wicked that is set into this day. I will not fall into the trap of the wicked. I will not fall into another man's trap. In the name of Jesus, I embrace the light of God's word on my path. I receive direction. I am not confused. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, I claim miracles. I claim sudden blessing, unexpected breakthrough. I claim favor into my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, our program that we've been announcing, and I'm here to tell you again, the program is going to come up on Sunday. Our praise, prayer, and prophecy program, the first edition, is going to come up on Sunday, 19th of July, 2026. This coming Sunday, by the grace of God, by 4 p.m. 4 p.m. on Sunday. We want to come and worship the Lord. We want to visit the throne of mercy, present our request, and receive blessing from the presence of the Father. The program is going to start by 4 p.m. The theme for the program is Feast of Mercy. Come and eat at the banquet of the Father. He has prepared a table for you. There is a feast that is prepared for you to feast on the mercy of the Lord for the rest of your life. The program is going to start by 4 p.m. Like I said, the venue for the program is at Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University, that is beside Tafo Arena at Ijokodo Junction, Songo Eleyele Road in Ibadan here. If you are outside Ibadan, by the grace of God, there's provision for you to join us online for that program. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I want us to pick from where we stopped yesterday, and possibly, if it is the will of God for us, we are going to be rounding up this portion of obedience as a tool to assessing the thoughts and plans of God for your life. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 has been our anchor scripture for the month of July. For I know the thought that I think towards you, says the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Beloved, let me bring a recap of what we spoke about yesterday, and I move into that which the Lord wants for you for today. I told you yesterday that God's delight is in your relationship with Him and not in the multitude of your sacrifices. God places more importance on your obedience and not on your sacrifice. Samuel told Saul, as the Lord has great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of ram. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. God's interest is in your obedience. God's interest is in you standing with Him in obedience. I have been saying this in the past 2 days. You showing your absolute trust in the Lord, believing and confessing it, that certainly I know my God. I have given Him my life, and He cannot mismanage my destiny. Let me tell you, beloved, God cannot mismanage your life. He cannot mismanage your priority. I don't know what anyone have told you. I don't know what examples that you have been shown or that you think that you have seen. If it as it concerns my God, he can never mismanage your life. God can never mismanage your destiny if you follow him in obedience. Listen, you cannot carry covenanted promises and prophecies upon your life and live in disobedience. It is not going to work. I don't know the kind of prophecy that has gone ahead of you. Prophecies that you have received yourself. Oh, you are going to be a son of this. You are a special child. And it seems all situation that surrounds you is standing in negative to these promises upon your life, to these prophecies upon your life. Beloved, you need to come back to God in obedience. Many carry the covenant of God upon their life, covenanted prophecies, covenanted promises upon them, that the only condition to unlocking these promises of God for them is absolute obedience to the promises of God. Your establishment, your fulfillment in life is in him, is with him. For you, obedience is not an option, it's a must. Samuel lived in the presence of the Lord in obedience all the days of his life, and it was recorded for him. 1 Samuel 3:19. So Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. Maybe you don't understand. It is not the words of God. God did not allow every word that came out of his mouth to fall to the ground, because he walked with the Lord. He walked with the Lord in obedience. Despite the promises of God upon his life, he took his own part. His path is walking in line with the Lord in obedience. Listen, in walking with the Lord in obedience, God has great respect for any man that walks with him in obedience to his word. That is why I am not surprised about the life of our fathers in faith, no matter what anyone says concerning them. Look at how they lived their life. Those of them that we know their names all around us, and those of them that their names are not even known, they lived their life in obedience, and God has proved himself faithful unto them. He has proved by their testimony that God is just, God is faithful, and that God cannot mismanage your life. Listen, there is oil on your head, but your exploits, your growth is stopped, your growth is delayed because you are not in line with obedience. Anointing does not excuse obedience. Anointing does not condition obedience. In fact, obedience increases the flow of anointing upon your life. You cannot expect anointing upon your life and you will live your life in perpetual unrighteousness. No. Shall we continue in sin and ask grace to abound? No, God forbid. That is what Apostle Paul said. You cannot live in disobedience to the anointing of God upon your life and you expect the fresh flow of the anointing. I know examples of people that we have seen. Oh, he's a prophet, he's a pastor, and he's doing this and he's doing that. Please, you cannot receive the fresh flow of grace when you walk in disobedience to the word of God. Anointing does not excuse disobedience. Anointing is not a substitute for obedience. Any type of walk, I mean walk now, the work that you do in the house of the Lord, walk without obedience is performance, is just an act. As far as God is concerned, work that is born out of disobedience is performance and not deep sacrifice. What makes your sacrifice meaningful is the obedience that surrounds it. Obedience is not duty, it's a condition for deeper relationship into sonship. The only evidence that we see in our life is that we follow him and that we trust him with our life, that he cannot mismanage our destiny, and that we trust him as the Lord and our Savior. I say it again, obedience is not a duty. It is a condition for deeper relationship into sonship. Obedience brings better companionship and not performance. You don't perform obedience. It is a life that you live. Obedience is a continuous life, not performance, not once in a while. It is companionship, not performance. I want you to know this, dearly beloved. I said something yesterday that the consequences of disobedience is high. The price on disobedience is high. It's not something you can pay. I want you to note this. You carry the scar of your disobedience. Of course, God has forgiven you. God will forgive you. But you wear the scar of your disobedience to His word. The consequences of disobedience is going to be upon the person that disobeys. So it is better for you to stay with God in obedience. Listen, let me repeat this for you again. There is no excuse for you to disobey the voice of the Lord, especially people that the promises of God upon their life is sitting on a covenant. The prophecies that has been set up concerning them is standing on a covenant. Your obedience is unconditional. You have to stay with God in obedience. Obedience is your confirmation to sonship. What shows us that truly you are a child of God is when you obey His word. You walk in obedience. What makes the world to see that we are children of God is when we walk in obedience. When we do not glorify the physical things than the things of the Spirit. When we do not glorify the things of this world more than the things of God. When we do not defile the temple of the Lord. When we do not live our life that my spirit belongs to God and my body belongs to me. Obedience is your confirmation to sonship. The fulfillment of His thoughts towards your life, the fulfillment of your prophecy is riding on your obedience to the word of the Lord. I'm going to round up this morning, but I want you to hold this in your hand as you go. Knowledge is not a substitute for obedience. My Father in the Lord said something, that knowledge will not save you where obedience is needed. Romans chapter 2 verse 8, but to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, the scripture now says indignation and wrath. You can read the remaining part of it in verse 9. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness. So it is ascribing indignation and wrath to them. Now, if you get to verse 11 of that Romans chapter 2, it says, for there is no partiality in God. Obedience is not conditional. Knowledge does not replace obedience. Knowledge is not an excuse for obedience. Knowledge will not save you where obedience is needed. Romans chapter 6 verse 16, it is whoever you subject yourself that you become slave to. Whoever you obey, if you yield yourself to unrighteousness, you become a slave to unrighteousness. Jeremiah chapter 42 verse 6, it says, whether it is pleasing or displeasing, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God. The Lord help you in Jesus' name. I want you to lift up your voice and ask that the Spirit of the Lord will help you. I told you yesterday that this word is not just for the hearer alone. It's for the speaker. It's for everyone that listens. As it's touching you, it touches me. I am asking for the strength, for the help of the Holy Spirit to stand with the Lord in obedience, to follow His word so that I can actualize the fulfillment of His promises over my life. Ask for the help of the Holy Spirit. Ask for His grace upon your life in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning. The Lord help you in Jesus' name. Amen. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go out today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace all around in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for His coming. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.